This is Jim Inkster. Good morning and welcome to Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. Our email talk@talklouisiana.org, and signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. We start with Linda Lee, the Vice President of Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Good morning, Linda.
Do we have? Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear your voice. Well, these are interesting times, as we know, and healthcare has been affected in many ways. And one of the ways is that people don't want to go see the doctor. And if you got cancer, that's not a good thing. How is it at Mary Bird Perkins right now?
Well, business, not quite as usual because we have some changes. But I can tell you that our volume of patients has actually increased in some areas. Our new patients are coming in, those that are in active treatment. We've not seen a decrease in that. And patients that are coming in for follow-ups, our physicians have really embraced the telehealth, teleconferencing that you can do with patients. And that seems to be working very well, too.
Well, right now we have 2,315 deaths in Louisiana from coronavirus and 32,662 reported positive cases. When people come for treatment, are you testing them for their temperature? What do you do before you decide that it's okay to work on somebody?
So that's a really good question. And right away, as soon as these protocols went into place, we embraced some pretty rigorous screening at the front door. Today, if a patient comes in for an appointment, there are a series of questions that the patient is asked about: are they having any symptoms of COVID, and have they been tested for COVID? Have they been around someone that has been tested for COVID? And then we screen with temperature screens. We actually take the patient's temperature, and those screening processes are pretty tight. We also are doing the same level of screening with our staff and physicians. So at the front door, and this is very consistent with most healthcare facilities at the front door, is that type of really aggressive screening to make sure that you're not sick when you're coming to the doctor.
877-217-5757 and talk@talklouisiana.org. A few more minutes with Linda Lee, Vice President Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. And a listener asked about protective gear at the cancer center, and how are you handling the supply you have?
Our supply is good. I can tell you that we embrace a total masking. When you come into the cancer center, we really do want and are requesting that the patient come with a mask. If they don't have a mask, we will provide a cloth mask for them. And all of our physicians and staff mask throughout the day. So when a patient comes into any facility within our six stories here in the cancer center, they will be masked, and masking is very important. So we do not have a shortage of PPE for those types of masks. We use procedural masks for staff, and patients can come with a procedural mask of their own or a cloth mask. In radiation oncology, if a patient is symptomatic and needs their treatment, we have the more full PPE that we use with those situations.
Well, if somebody says they're not feeling well and you discern that they're running fever, what do you do?
So if a patient, we call our patients the day before the appointment, and so there's screening that takes place there. Sometimes when you're under treatment for cancer, you don't feel well. Sometimes patients run a fever. So the physician is key to those kinds of conversations. If a patient indicates that they're having some symptoms that might be from their treatment, the physician is the person that determines if that patient needs to do something different than come in to see the doctor or get their treatment.
Well, it's an uncertain world, as we know, and there is an emotional toll to cancer. No surprise there. And I saw the early reports where the 10% of the people who have been testing positive in Louisiana have cancer. So, or actually 10% of those who had died. So if somebody has cancer, already you're facing a potentially life-threatening situation. And now this on top of it, There has to be some emotional support that I'm sure you're aware of and are probably taking part in. How are you handling that aspect of health care?
I'm glad you asked that question. You know, COVID is a distraction to our cancer patients. If you have cancer, if you were to talk to a cancer patient, they're worried about their cancer, and then they're worried about COVID. Usually it's cancer first, not that COVID's not important to think about, but it is another distraction, another worry. And cancer keeps coming. COVID has not affected our cancer here. It's still here. Patients still have it. So here at our cancer center, we have a very robust patient navigation department and a clinical social work department with trained therapists and also oncology nurses that provide emotional support and also information and education. We've not stopped those services throughout COVID, through the pandemic. So that is one resource that we're able to offer our patients, is that continued contact with someone to be able to help them through this process.
Telemedicine, I'm sure, is used at times.
Yes. For patients that are follow-up visits or regular standing visits, that's a really good match. For patients that are new patients, that are new starts for treatment, a lot of those patients are needing to come in for their education. Some is done by telehealth. And again, that I can't stress enough the relationship between the patient and the treating physician to determine what modality is best. But we still have a very robust infusion center that's really full every day, so patients are still getting their treatment.
If somebody tests positive but needs radiation or chemotherapy, what do you do at that point?
If a patient is under active treatment and needs emergent radiation oncology or radiation treatment, we have protocols set in place to be able to treat those patients with full PPE in a protective environment with very strict and robust cleaning procedures after the treatment. With infusion, that is a decision whether or not to treat with infusion or to delay. That is strictly up to the treating physician to determine those decisions.
Well, it's Linda Lee at the Our Lady of the Lake Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, which has received plaudits nationally and in some cases internationally for its work and its business as usual, kind of, the best they can do at this time. Approximately how many patients, Linda, are treated each day there?
We have about between 400 and 500 patients coming through our door every day. Not all of those patients, of course, are receiving radiation or chemotherapy, but we have we haven't really seen a decrease in volume with our treatment patients. Like other centers across the country, it's a little different. I've been on conference calls across the country, and we really haven't seen that dip in volume. So we have a really active business here of treating cancer patients here at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake.
Well, we thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to hear your voice and glad things are going on as best you can at Mary Bird Perkins. Linda Lee, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We'll see you soon. And coming later in the show, we're going to hear from Mark Boward, Capitol Bureau Chief from The Advocate, all the goings-on at the house that Huey built. And we'll also hear from Gene Sperling, top economic advisor to both President Bill Clinton and President Barack Obama. He's next, but I do want to note that it was 17 years ago today that one of the great athletes of the 20th century, Dave DeBuscher, died. He wasn't as well known as some other great basketball players, but he was an 8-time NBA All-Star, 2-time NBA champion with the New York Knicks. He dropped dead on a street corner in New York City at 62 years old on this date in 2003. He was named one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history. He's the only NBA Hall of Famer, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, to have pitched a shutout in the major leagues. He also was a pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, and in his minor league days was once involved in a transaction that sent him to Chicago and Denny McClain to Detroit when they were before they were in the majors. But Dave DeBuscher, he became president of the New York Knicks, went to Detroit Mercy, not a school known for its basketball prowess, but he made a name for himself, and he was a player coach as well with the Detroit Pistons briefly. So he had a wild and varied career and went too soon at the age of 62 years old and is appropriately in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. It was 50 years ago this month on the 8th of May, 1970, that DeBuscher and Walt Frazier, Willis Reed, Bill Bradley, Dick Barnett led the Knicks to their first championship, May 8, 1970, 113-99 over the Los Angeles Lakers. David Albert DeBuscher was gone on this date, May 14, 2003. We'll be back with more Talk Louisiana after this brief timeout on 89.3 WRKF, back in 90 seconds.